This is Lance Lichter for AA Today, Anesthesia Information System Use in Academic Practice. Do you use an anesthesia information management system to import vital signs into your anesthesia record? Do you work in a program that has anesthesia residents? Conversely, are you in a private practice that does not have an anesthesia information management system and have had difficulty hiring recent graduates? The authors come from the Department of Anesthesiology, Jefferson Medical College, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and from the Departments of Anesthesiology, Bioinformatics, and Surgery, Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt University, Nashville, Tennessee. They recently surveyed anesthesiology programs to examine the adoption rates of anesthesia information management system technology. The results of their study are published in this month's edition of Anesthesia and Analgesia in the article titled Technology Diffusion of Anesthesia Information Management Systems into Academic Anesthesia Departments in the United States. The authors surveyed programs accredited by the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education. Those who didn't respond eventually were reached by phone or email so that all 130 accredited programs were surveyed. 87, or 67% of programs, were currently using an anesthesia information management system. An additional 10 programs indicated they would adopt anesthesia information management systems by the end of 2014. As a result, anesthesia information system use in U.S. academic practices will be 75% by the end of 2014. Adoption of anesthesia information systems between 1987 and 2004 was sluggish. However, it has greatly accelerated since 2004. Anesthesia information management system adoption by non-academic anesthesia practices has been much slower. One might wonder about the charting accuracy of residents only vaguely familiar with paper charting when they go into a private practice that still uses paper charting. At the same time, paper-based anesthesia practices might compete poorly for top anesthesia program graduates accustomed to anesthesia information management systems. Along these same lines, one might also wonder about the desirability of departments in other Western countries where anesthesia information management system adoption is low. For example, in 2010, anesthesia information management system implementation in Europe was a relatively meager 15%. This is a thought-provoking manuscript that should appeal to those in both academic and private practices struggling with the challenges imposed by ever-advancing technology. Anesthesia information management system technology has created two very different modes of practice within our specialty. This is Lance Lichter.